Well, like many professions these days, there's a need for more workers in aviation. And our next guests are involved in finding new recruits, especially girls and women. This is the Larry Mueller Show, and I'm Jill Nadeau. With us are Susan Levitt, the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport, and Jessica Schaefer. She's an IT specialist by profession, but she's also involved with STEM education and the Learn, Build, Fly organization. And they will both be giving presentations on Saturday at the Women in Aviation Day event in Wausau. And we'll talk to them about the event and what got them interested in aviation. And we'd like to hear from you, your questions, your comments. Do you work in an aviation field? What do you want to know about the job? Well, give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Susan, Jessica, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. And before we start with the event, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in aviation? And well, Susan, you go first, and your job is obviously involved in it. But how did you get started?
I am originally from North Dakota. I attended the University of North Dakota for my undergraduate degree in advertising communications. And UND at that time was actually one of the largest aviation universities in the United States. The other option was to go to Florida. So you could either go to North Dakota or you could go to Florida for your flight training. And being a native North Dakotan, I was happy to attend that university. And that's really where I got sort of the in-depth look at different careers in aviation, even though that wasn't the major that I had chosen. I had roommates, I had friends, they were all over on campus, those folks that were learning to fly or learning about the weather, learning about, air traffic control and how to manage airports and everything that went around with aviation. And ultimately, a lot of times projects would, kind of evolve around aviation. Even if you were in a regular marketing class, there would be something that would pertain to the aviation industry. So I would say that's really where my first, introduction into aviation as a whole happened.
Well, that makes total sense. So was your path to doing the marketing for aviation, was that, or for the airport, was that a direct path, or did you do some other things as well?
It was not in any way a direct path. I started out working in advertising agencies, both in Chicago and here in Green Bay. That was the goal, ultimately, was working in agencies. And, I attended UND and I swore I wasn't going to marry a pilot, but I did. And his first job was doing flight training and scenic air tours in Door County, Wisconsin. So that's ultimately how we ended up out here. And through that, that's how I ended up at the agency in Green Bay and in Chicago. Ultimately, as your career progresses, there was an opportunity at the Experimental Aircraft Association in Oshkosh. A lot of different ways that people refer to that organization, EAA, Oshkosh, AirVenture, et cetera. But I was a full-time employee there for a number of years and worked in marketing there, which really opened my eyes to what was going on in the industry and how it had changed since I had been at the university and how in ways it had sort of grown up. It was realizing that it wasn't just flying anymore. There were a lot of other paths and a lot of other things that you could do if you loved things that fly.
Absolutely. And Jessica, that's a good segue to you talking about how you got involved in aviation. You're an IT specialist, right?
I have a background in so many things. I try not to get into it because then I get handed a lot of volunteer jobs.
But I feel your pain.
My interest in aviation. Oh. Father loved aviation but never flew, and he would go up with some buddies and they would try and get him lost. He was a great navigator. Unfortunately, I did not get that skill. But I followed that love of aviation and always sought that out. And I actually went to college originally for missionary aviation or jungle piloting, basically. And for many reasons and circumstances, I did not finish that program, but maintained that love of aviation. And actually, I really realized that the maintenance side of things was something that I really enjoyed. At that time, it was kind of a second seat to flying. Everyone wanted to be the pilot, no one wanted to be the mechanic. And I realized that that was maybe not really a good perspective, and I enjoyed that. So I carried that into my life from there, and I actually from there went into IT and a lot of computer work. So it was an easy transition. But coming back years later, having three daughters of my own, got back into a lot of aviation related activities, just casually wanting to introduce them to it. And that brought us later to discover Learn, Build, Fly in the Wausau area. And I am so pleased to have found a home there. And I absolutely love it. And I loved seeing the kids introduce my kids, other kids, youth being introduced to this and just putting that in their hands and seeing them grow.
And we'll talk a little bit in more in depth with about that program a little later. In the meantime, I noticed kind of in and out and talking to people about aviation, that's a very, it's like a family affair. There are so many families where it's generation after generation after generation. Have you two found that to be the case?
Absolutely. I think it's hard to not fall in love with it.
Okay.
If you There's so many aspects, but if you have a family member that's interested and you get introduced to it at a young age, it's hard not to find that pull.
The same, Susan?
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of multi-generation airline pilots that are out there. You'll also find that with military pilots as well, that and oftentimes there's offshoots as well. I think the A&P mechanic example is fantastic. There are once you're in it, you understand that there are other opportunities that you don't necessarily have to be the one in the cockpit, that you can also be the one that's helping make that plane go.
That's probably a lot of the reasons why people don't gravitate toward aviation jobs and that they're all thinking pilot. But there are so many other jobs involved, aren't there? Susan, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the jobs that, are at the airport in Green Bay?
Sure, absolutely. So oftentimes, the initial thought when somebody mentions an airport the size of Green Bay's, you think of the airlines, right? So you think of the Delta, American, United, all of those folks, and they are vitally important. But it's not just pilots that get you off the ground every day, right?
Right.
There's some very important people that are working underneath the aircraft to get it fueled and to make sure that the tire pressure is good and everything is ready to go. Bags are on the plane. There's the customer service individuals that are making sure that you're having that fantastic experience with whichever brand. There's the experience once you get onto the aircraft, and then the experience that you have when you get to the next airport. And that's really just one small portion of what's going on inside the airport. We have careers that, we have an electrician on staff. Oftentimes, we'll have even more than one electrician on staff, and that electrician has to have a specialized, skill to understand how to interpret what the FAA is requiring for runway lights, how to work with other departments as far as wildlife abatement and making sure snowy owls are protected. There's a whole entire science between removing snow or caring for runways. And making sure that they're safe for landing. And there's just so many different opportunities that really do span, STEM careers, but also, marketing, communications, customer service, and multitude all across the board.
Definitely takes a team effort to get someone to that destination. Jessica, you're involved with STEM education, and Susan just alluded to that. Tell us how you're working with that.
Yeah, here in Wausau, we're privileged to have an incredible program called Learn, Build, Fly down the downtown Wausau Airport. And this program was started from a group of people on the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association chapter locally, who were handed a project basically and said, can you do this? And that project was finishing it in aircraft. And they were told that they were a little bit off the edge to try and do this. And they did it anyway. And they had young people come alongside them and join them and say, you know, teach us, we want to know this, we want to join in. And that turned into what Learn, Build, Fly is today and continues to grow from just sharing a space in the FBO, in the hallway, in the wintertime, trying to build aircraft and set things up there, to what we have now of almost finished our second hangar building. And that space is used to teach people of all ages, young people and adults in the community, to build a aircraft. And we are getting pretty far along on our second aircraft there. So you'll have to come. We'll talk more, I'm sure, about the event. But if you come along sometime to Learn, Build, Fly, you can see the progress that's being made there. And it's pretty incredible to see kids welding and doing work on the computer in the computer lab, on computer-aided design, working with all kinds of machinery and basic tools as well. And not just learning to build this aircraft, but learning that they have the capability to do these things and that they might have an interest that they never would have known about if this wasn't put in their hands.
Absolutely. And before we go to news for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to talk about more about what's going on, the event we're talking about is Women in Aviation, and it is Saturday, correct?
Yes.
And where is it located and what's the time?
This Saturday from 9 to 4, and you'll want to be there the whole day because there's so much amazing stuff going on, 9 to 4 at Learn, Build, Fly Education Center at the downtown airport.
Wonderful. And we'll have more details on that when we come back for the news. We're talking about Women in Aviation with Susan Levitt, the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport, and Jessica Schaefer, an IT specialist who's involved with STEM education and the Learn, Build, Fly organization. What questions do you have about getting into aviation? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. We'll be right back after this look at the news. We're talking about jobs in the field of aviation today. I'm Jill Nadeau, and this is the Larry Mueller Show. And with us are Susan Levitt, the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport, and Jessica Schaefer. She's involved with the Learn, Build, Fly group with the Wausau EAA chapter. And they're both going to be giving presentations on Saturday in the Women in Aviation A Day event in Wausau. What questions do you have about aviation? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And ladies, we've got a caller, Kathy in Oshkosh, who has a comment for us. Hi, Kathy.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to say that there was a very important job missed in your listing, which was very all-encompassing. I thought you did a great job. But the control tower at the airport, where the FAA controllers, the Federal Aviation Administration controllers, are the ones who get to tell, as this is a joke now, we get to tell people where to go and how to get there, and we get paid for it. So that's my line when everyone says, where did you retire from? So I really enjoyed that job. There was one woman prior to me that had checked out at the Oshkosh Control Tower. And so I was glad that I was not the first one, because I was the secretary at the time and I saw some of the things that she had to go through. But she was a pilot, so she had an edge. I didn't know hardly anything about airplanes. And now, as I'm retired, all I do is look up every time I hear the plane noise, and I enjoy being close to EAA, where my home is, and we sit out on the porch and we tune in the radio and listen to the airplanes. It's great. So, girls, get out there. There's plenty of jobs, and just go aviation.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Jessica, do you have a response to that?
Yeah, Kathy, thank you. I so admire the air traffic controllers, and it was very interesting at AirVenture this year to talk with some of the youth, and especially during the Women Aviation event there, to see some of the younger girls talking about together and seeking out who are those air traffic controllers wearing the pink shirts, I believe, at the time. And they wanted to know more about that job. And I think it's just fantastic to see that their worlds are opening so early and that they're learning about this. But what a fantastic opportunity. And I really look forward to seeing my girls learn more about that over the years as well. I think it's great to see them build this knowledge young and so important.
Thank you, Kathy. Glad you brought that up. And Susan, I'm sure you did not leave them out unintentionally, but you had quite a list.
I love meeting women in air traffic control, women A&Ps. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. We've been talking about EAA a lot, but there are organizations out there specifically for women that work in aviation. Women in Aviation International comes to mind, and the 99s. There's several others out there. In the spirit of being all inclusive, don't forget we also have TSA here on site, and most airports of a certain size have public safety. So we've got fire and rescue and police officers that work out here as well. And a lot of times they're aviation fans and didn't realize that they could be a firefighter at an airport.
It's kind of like a little municipality, isn't it, when you think about
it? It certainly is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been kind of, teasing people about the event, but let's talk about that. So again, it's Saturday in Wausau at the downtown airport. And what are folks going to experience? Jessica, why don't you tell us a little bit about what they can find there?
We have a fantastic lineup, and I'm really looking forward to it. From Young Eagles Flights, which is the chance for kids from 8 to 18 to receive their introductory flights to Dream Flight STEM Shuttle, which will be, that's hard to say. It's a fantastic opportunity to learn about STEM skills, and they've presented it in such a wonderful way. You can't miss the STEM Shuttle when you see it. Huge RV that's set up, and you can walk through that and learn so much and be able to be hands-on there. We'll have aerospace career representatives. We'll have a World War II B-25 visit. So you will definitely hear that if you're in the area. And that's something to see that you don't get the chance to see often. We will have food on site as well for purchase. And it's coming from Mosinee Brewing Company. So that's promises to be good. And Civil Air Patrol as well. So you can learn more about those opportunities, which is a whole nother thing to talk about. So definitely a lot of things going on that day. And Susan and I will be speaking as well. So you can come and ask us questions and meet us. And just a fantastic group. See the two hangars from Learn, Build, Fly. You won't want to miss this. If you have younger kids, there is an airport playground right next door, which is structured like a little mini runway. And it's got kinds of fun stuff. So there is something for all ages. Bring everyone. Everyone is welcome. Definitely not just for women. We need everybody there.
Okay, sounds good. Susan, what will you be talking about?
I've been asked to talk about different pathways into aviation, different careers that exist out there, how I ended up here. But then also, I always think it's important, to make sure that the parents have somebody that they can talk to, and I offering myself as a knowledge base. My husband's family, there was nobody that had been an airline pilot before. So when he was begging his parents to stop at the local airport, they were like, why? Why would we stop at that little airport? There's nothing there for us. So a lot of times, I'll get questions here at the airport from parents that say, my daughter wants to be an air traffic controller. Where do I even go from here? So I think it's important, especially for, myself and for Jessica and for all women in aviation, to be open to share our knowledge and to help with those pathways. Because really, at the end of the day, all of these skills can transfer to just about any other industry as well. So it's even if that's they're interested today, but end up being a chemical engineer down the road, it's okay. You're still going to love aviation and be part of our family.
Right. Not only your chapter, but the EAA in general has been putting a focus on introducing women to aviation. What is behind that, Jessica?
Well, there's been a huge disparity in women in aviation, a huge gender gap in all sides of aviation, from the sea level jobs down to the pilots, mechanics, and air traffic controllers. Everyone in aviation has a little bit of a focus turned on this, and I'm sure that's for many reasons. But the fact is that we are so far behind that we know it will take years and years to catch up. Some statistics say 100 years, which sounds terribly unachievable. But we know that we're turning away good pilots, good mechanics, good radio operators, good CEOs of the future by not making this a place where our girls today can become tomorrow's leaders. And we need to change things so that we can make that. And we're seeing problems that we haven't been able to fix. And whether that's a lack of pilots commercially or being unable to answer these questions at the top level because the decisions that have been being made are not supportive of our end goals, then we need to change who's there and making that an open field where we can have the best of the best and not just the best of half of our population is critical.
Now, have you found, Susan, that the industry is welcoming to women in these non-traditional roles?
It has changed dramatically. I can remember, you know, attending the University of North Dakota and having a young lady who lived on my floor in tears because she had wanted to be an airline pilot. And they had told her that if she wanted to have a family and children, that it just wasn't going to work. And now you're hearing programs from the legacy and from the ultra low cost carriers that are making it 100% possible for you to have a family and to have children and still maintain your airline pilot career. And you would hear these stories, you know, with airport management and air traffic control. And so thankfully we're starting to see that those conversations have changed. Things are, they recognized and for good or for bad, the airline pilot shortage has helped the whole entire industry see that, yes, we need, to Jessica's point, we need the other half of the population to stay engaged and involved.
It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
I want to jump back to what Susan said about talking with parents, too, is that we need those advocates now if we're going to have that next generation, because whether they realize it or not, the books on their bookshelf, the knowledge they have, the questions they've already got answered, that's important to getting those girls there. They won't have those opportunities and that support if it doesn't start at home.
Very true. And you're talking about pilots, and you know, one of the probably the biggest hurdle for people to learn to fly are the costs. Are you working at finding ways to offset those for you know, younger people, but also adults, Susan?
Yeah. So I actually attended a luncheon yesterday where United Airlines was one of the speakers. And many of the airlines now have developed programs that are pathways into becoming a mainline airline pilot. So yes, I'm not going to lie. Your education could be upwards of $100,000 or more to get the ratings that you need so that you can get out of college and then start building your time. And it's astronomical understanding that you're probably only going to make $70,000 once you get that airline job per year. So it can seem daunting, but there's a lot of money out there. There's scholarships that aren't given every year because parents aren't aware of them. There's opportunities like these programs. Every aspect from the A&Ps to the air traffic control, FAA, there are scholarships out there and there are people that you can reach out to. And you know, EAA, AOPA, WAI, all of these alphabet soup organizations usually have a page on their website that will help guide you with what scholarships that you can apply for and what pathways are out there.
And that seems to be true in a lot of professions where there's a big cost up front. And eventually, you know, you'll get there, but then there are scholarships. So that's probably not anything different than a lot of other careers. Jessica, what are some of the things that your chapter of the EAA is doing to help promote that and to give people a chance to experience flying and other aspects?
our local EAA chapter here is absolutely incredible. And we do a lot of activities with Learn, Build, Fly. It's a huge investment of theirs. And this Women in Aviation Day as well. And they're a huge sponsor of that and making that happen. So a huge shout out to the local EAA chapter. And thank you. If you come to this event this weekend, you'll be able to meet some of them. And definitely welcome to get involved in that as well. But the Learn, Build, Fly program is a free program to participate. It's sponsored by many organizations and individuals in our community. They've played a huge important part in that because their passion is seeing today's kids become tomorrow's leaders and engineers and aviators, and they want to see that. You're talking about businesses that might not have a direct link with aviation, but maybe they're involved in some type of engineering or production that is related, and they know that these kids are going to follow into those careers. So there's a opportunity to have a flight, get your private pilot license through EAA with scholarship.
Oh, Jessica, I think we just,
second.
Oh, there she is again. you just dropped a little bit. So
I would 100% agree with Jessica. And I would add that there's a huge economic impact for all of the state of Wisconsin with every airport that we have here in Wisconsin. So if you think about it, the average passenger that's coming to fly out of my airport has stopped at the gas station and they probably bought a soda and some snacks. They maybe went to dinner the night before or stayed at a hotel before they decided to fly out, or they're going to do that on their return visit. They probably bought some snacks and a magazine when they came here to the airport. And all of that and the jobs that are created around that sort of ecosystem are vital not only to Wisconsin, but really to the United States. So it's really, you know, we are in the neighborhood, we are part of the neighborhood, and that's airports of every size.
Very much so. We're talking about women and jobs, careers in aviation. If you've got a question, have you been involved in a career involved in aviation? We'd like to hear from you. Or do you have questions about maybe one of your kids is interested in it? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. Susan, how many airports do we have in Wisconsin?
I know
there's a lot of different sizes, for sure. Yeah.
I believe we have 9 commercial airports, but then you've got a variety that are private, you know, people that have their own grass strip. You have smaller airports that are not towered. We've got a lot of airports. And you know what's the best part about some of Wisconsin airports is they have such unique events annually. The Iola Airport on Fridays, you can fly in, and it's sort of like flying into Field of Dreams, because you fly in and there's cornfields and there's beautiful old aircraft and they feed you. They have this big, huge lunch. You can fly into the Rio Creek, airstrip that's in Kewaunee County, and you can pet a cow and go see some cool animals and have some great, conversation over pancakes. So we have such a great variety and experience with airports of all sizes here in Wisconsin.
And there really are a lot of events that are connected with airports. Is there one spot where people can go, maybe a website or something, and find out what's going on at the airports in Wisconsin?
I would direct them to the Wisconsin Airport Managers Association website. Usually they'll have some information on there, or WAMA, as we like to call it. WAMA also hosts a program, it's called the Passport Program, where if you are a pilot, you can get a passport and get a stamp at all of the various airports in Wisconsin that are participating, and then you get some fun swag afterwards. You get a cool t-shirt that says that you visited all these airports, or a cool flight bag. We want the pilots that are out there to experience all of the airports, and bring your kids with on these.
So Jessica, what is the main purpose for all these events then? I mean, besides letting people know you're there.
Our purpose with Women in Aviation Day is to introduce and to retain women in aviation. So it's not just about making those introductions. It's about keeping the women and the girls engaged and invited at the table and making sure that we're doing our part to offset that imbalance and to gain these important faces there, make it accessible. And I think that if you come on Saturday, you're going to really see that in process.
Okay. And we were talking about STEM programming a little while ago, and Jessica, you're obviously involved in that. For those who aren't familiar with STEM, why don't you just give us a little overview of it, just to make sure we're all on the same page?
Sure. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. Sometimes arts or aviation is added as an A in there, depending on what program you're looking at. But basically, it is all those things that when I was in school, the girls were considered nerds or geeks or off to be going into. And this somehow made you less attractive, like, even to be in these fields. And this big STEM push is to get kids in general back and participating, engaged and interested in these fields, captivated, if you would, by these fields. And that's especially important for young girls because we know statistically that they lose that interest and drop that interest in the early grade school. And I would say plainly that it's not that they actually lost the interest, it's they felt they didn't belong there.
Very, very true. And we do have a caller, Pat in Broadhead. Hi, Pat.
Hi, good morning.
Go right ahead.
So I'm the I work at an aviation museum down at the Broadhead Airport, about half an hour south of Madison. It's called the Kelch Aviation Museum. And I wanted to mention, in addition to all the pilot and mechanic and air traffic control and all those other job opportunities, we have a research and library type careers that we promote in our museum. We have a 10,000 volume aviation library, and we've had a number of high school kids go through volunteer organizing books. And a big thing we have is a very large photo and negative collection. We're busy scanning those and making all of this historical information available to the public online.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Pat. Appreciate that. Were you ladies aware of that?
Yes, actually, at EAA, they have an archivist that works with all of their files, as well as folks that work in the museum and docents, et cetera, that help with aircraft displays and education pieces. So, yeah, absolutely. And I would say now I have another airport to visit.
There you go. Get that passport stamped. So we've got less than a minute. Again, the event is Saturday at the Wausau Airport downtown. And it's from, was it 9 to 4? Do I have the time?
Yes,
right?
9 to 4.
Okay, great. Okay, really quickly, obviously women in aviation have a pretty rich history. We're talking Amelia Earhart all the way back. Do each of you have a hero or heroine that was in aviation? Susan, you go first.
I would say all of the women air service pilots are WASPs.
Oh, sure.
There were a few that were from Wisconsin. They were very gutsy ladies that really, broke the mold.
For sure. What about you, Jessica? Oh, Jessica, you're muted. Oh, there, real quick.
Okay, you can talk about Eleanor Smith flying under the Brooklyn Bridge making records. I mean, there's daring, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah, daring. For sure. Well, thank you both, and good luck on Saturday. I hope you get a lot of people coming out. We've been talking about women in aviation with Susan Levitt, who's the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport, and Jessica Schaefer, who's involved with the Learn, Build, Fly organization with that airport. Join us tomorrow for Garden Talk, and we'll look at ways to extend the growing season by using row covers, shade cloth, and cold frames. That's tomorrow on the Ideas Network. I'm Jill Nadeau, sitting in for Larry Mueller. Stay well.